Next, we have our regular local history spot, written and read by Richard Matthew.
I remember vividly my short cruise to Wroxham some years ago on the wherry Hartor, powered only by the wind. And I remember particularly the fine, light brown sycamore with marquetry of Egyptian hieroglyphics in the spacious cabin. But what is the reason for the Egyptian theme of the cabin? And why was a Norfolk wherry given the name of an Egyptian goddess? Most of us know about the famous Norfolk wherries, which were once a common sight on the Broads, carrying all manner of cargoes, using only wind power. The wherrymen who crewed them were a special breed, some of them almost legendary figures with many stories to tell. Wherries date back to the early 1600s, when they superseded the keels, which could only sail with the wind behind them. Whereas the wherry, with its gaff rig, could sail closer to the wind by tacking, which on the narrow Norfolk rivers and broads was a very skilled operation. Their masts were pivoted with a large counterbalance weight at the bottom, enabling the mast to be lowered for passing under bridges. But how many realise that at the beginning of the 20th century, some wherries were also specifically built as pleasure wherries for affluent families to holiday on? These evolved from the trading wherries towards the end of the 19th century as the railways began to take most of the cargo. Enterprising owners realised that the leisure trade could replace some of their lost income, especially as the Broads were becoming a popular holiday and tourist destination. These wherries were fitted out with hammocks and a stove where the cargo had been. A more upmarket type was the wherry yacht, with a sleek white hull and a larger deck in the stern. 8 wherries survived today and could be seen sailing on the Broads, 2 trading wherries, 3 wherry yachts and 3 pleasure wherries. One of these pleasure wherries is the wherry Hartor, with links to a number of famous Norwich families and to a tragic episode in the Coleman family history. Hartor was built in 1905 by Daniel S. Hall of Reedham for Ethel and Helen Coleman, 2 of the 4 daughters of Jeremiah Coleman, who had established the mustard producer Coleman's of Norwich in 1814. Ethel later became the first female Lord Mayor of Norwich in 1923. The wherry was built as a memorial to their brother Alan Coleman. He was born in 1867 and had a happy childhood at Carrow House in King Street, close to the Coleman mustard factory. He was a gentle, quiet child, close to his sister Florence. He graduated from Trinity College, Cambridge, in Mechanism and Applied Mechanics, and in 1889 began work at the family business. He was a member of the Princes Street Congregational Church and had his own steam yacht, Sylvia. But in about 1896, he contracted tuberculosis, and as an attempt at some kind of convalescence, embarked on a Cook's voyage to Egypt with some family members. They were joined in January 1897 by his father and his 2 sisters, Florence and Ethel, and they all took a cruise on a local boat, a darbelia, one of the traditional sailing craft of Egypt. It was called Hartor, spelt H-A-T-H-O-R, but pronounced Hartor, and named after the Egyptian goddess of love and joy of the sky and of the west. The party reached Luxor on February the 2nd, and sadly Alan died only 5 days later, aged just 30. He was buried in the Rosary Cemetery in Norwich. The cost of the basic wherry was £595, with an additional £1,057 spent on internal woodwork and £407 for other fitting out. The Hartor had cabins to sleep 6, with extra accommodation for the skipper and steward, and made her maiden voyage on the 2nd of August 1905. She was 60 feet long, with a beam of 14 feet and a draft or depth of 4 feet, allowing her to sail in the shallow waters of the Broads. Hartor's lavish interior was designed by architect Edward T. Borman, the husband of Florence Coleman, sister of Ethel and Helen, and son of Edward Borman, a leading Norwich architect. Inside, Hator is a warren of beautifully polished wood and inlaid marquetry with Egyptian hieroglyphics, sketched from originals at the British Museum. It has a unique arts and crafts oil lamp featuring serpents' heads hanging from the saloon's ceiling. Large windows and lofty headroom give the wherry a feeling of opulence below deck. The surface woodwork is predominantly sycamore, polished to a near glow, and inlaid lotus flowers of teak decorate the cabins. It oozes bygone glamour and was designed to remind the Coleman sisters of far-off Egypt and of their brother. It was used by the Coleman and Baldwin families until 1953. Later, she was restored, and in 2015 joined the Wherry Charter Trust fleet at Howe Hill, the former home of Edward T. and Florence Baldwin. Today, she's available for charter, a magnificent living reminder of the glory days of Norfolk Wherries, of Alan Coleman, and of the Egyptian goddess Hator. There is a talk about Hator on one of the Heritage Open days, September 13th this year, in the Forum in Norwich.